Well, we again welcome you to our service here this morning by webcast. And of course, it's time for our children's story. And we're going to move right into, and the subject is Abraham, the man with a promising name. Boys and girls, I hope that you're going to listen up today and that you'll not be distracted by anything. Now, would you please? Don't allow yourself to be distracted, but just listen, and I hope that you will get the message here today in the life of this man, Abraham. Did you know that our God is a God of promises? And God promised to lead Abraham into the land of Canaan, the land of promise, and he did. He also promised that he would protect Abraham, and he did. Even when he went down to Egypt and got into trouble with the king, God delivered him and brought him back into the promised land. God said to Abram one day, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, how could God become a shield to Abraham? Soldiers, when they go into battle, they use shields. They use shields to defend themselves from those fiery arrows that may be coming right at them. And if the arrow hits the shield, well, it's deflected and doesn't injure the soldier. Sometimes Roman soldiers would form a circle. They would stand inside the circle with their shields outward. And so no matter what was thrown at them, they would be protected. They could even put the shields above their heads so that what was falling down wouldn't even harm them. And so you can see that when God said to Abraham, I am thy shield, he was promising his protection. And if you are a Christian, the Lord Jesus will be a shield to you. He saves you from the fiery darts of the devil's accusations and his temptation. Now, Jesus has already defeated the devil. When he died upon the cross, he sent the devil fleeing. And to set you free from the devil's chains, Jesus broke the devil's power by the victory of his blood when he died upon that cross. And if you pray to be encircled by the blood of Jesus for daily protection, then the devil cannot harm you. Now, God gave to Abram another amazing promise. One night, God took Abram out into the open field and look up at the open sky in the darkness of night. And he said to Abram, do you see all those stars? And there were millions of them. Were so many they couldn't be numbered. And God said, just as there is such a number of stars, I am going to give you as many children. Now that was absolutely amazing, because at that time, Abram and Sarai, his wife, had no children. And they were now so old. Abram was already 99 years, and Sarai, she was 99 years old. So how could they possibly have a child in their old age? But that didn't matter to God. God spoke to Abram again, saying, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant, which really is a promise, between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Then God changed Abram's name to Abraham. The letters H-A-M at the end of his new name meant multitude. And then God also changed Sarai's name to Sarah. Sarah with an H. And so you can see that God actually changed both Abram and Sarai's name to Abraham with an H in it, and Sarai's name also with an H in it. At the possibility of becoming a father at such an old age, Abram bowed to pray. But even as he prayed, he burst out into laughter. And Abram asked, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?" A later time, three men, as messengers from God, visited Abraham and told him that he and his wife were going to have a child. Now Sarah secretly laughed within herself, and she too felt that she was too old to have a baby. And the visiting men knew that she laughed, and they challenged her about her laughter. And I'm sure she was very embarrassed, and she actually denied that she had laughed. But these visiting men had the last word, because they said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And they pronounced that Sarah would have a son, and his name would be called Isaac, which means laughter. Just as Abram and Sarah had laughed about it, they would call Isaac laughter. Could you imagine being called laughter? Surely everybody would be laughing at you if you were called laughter. But that was God's mighty work to do the impossible. So, in time, Abram and Sarah were blessed with a child, and his name was called Isaac. And from that one child, God fulfilled his promise to make Abraham the father of a multitude, just as all the stars were in the sky. And Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 children of Israel, who gave their names to the 12 tribes of Israel. And through them, the nation of Israel grew. But even more amazingly, from the family line of Abraham, our Lord Jesus was born, because he was the son of David, and David was of the son of Jesse of the tribe of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so, everyone that believes that Jesus is the Savior of the world and believes in the power of his gospel to save from sin, they are counted as the children of Abraham, and better still, counted as the children of God. And so that great promise to Abraham was fulfilled, and it's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus, and it's fulfilled when you believe in the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Now, Abram believed in God's promise, and that he and Sarah would have a vast number of people who would one day be in heaven. And we too are to believe in this wonderful promise. And just as Isaac was really a miracle baby, that was a picture of the Lord Jesus, who was a miracle baby. He was God's son, born of Mary's womb. That seems impossible, but nothing is too hard for the Lord. And so God keeps his promises, and we can trust God to keep his promise, even his gospel promises, which are to set us free from the terrible burden of sin. And the gospel, well, it's the good news that the Lord Jesus saves from the power of sin. And one day the Apostle Peter gave out a wonderful promise when he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." And that's a promise. It's God's promise. Just as sin is like a black stain, that black ink stain, the blood of Jesus can blot it out. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he will blot out the black stain of your sin. And in God's eyes, you will not be black with sin anymore. You will appear in God's eyes as white as snow, perfect righteously in God's sight. And that is a great promise. And so you can take God at His word, because He always keeps His promises, because there is nothing too hard for the Lord. And the Lord Jesus has all power to wash away your sins, and He will do it for you even today. And that's a promise, even God's promise. Take it to heart today, and may the Lord save you by His wonderful power.